immersing yourself for me, and the pleasure rises. The full layering of yourself in something else, your consumption and subsuming within some other substance or some other concept, milieu, emotion, idea, your mind melting away, individualized thoughts melting away, becoming instead the thrust of the moment, the energy of the scene. When you get into a role, into a position you're in, whether it's subspace or a hypnotic trance or just a goal you've set for yourself, the zone sometimes creeps up, where you're going to do something to the best of your capability and in doing it improve yourself. The constant thrum in the back of your head saying, I'm doing fine, I'm doing great. That's all it really takes, the confidence that you can do something with perfection and skill through guidance and the expansion of your own ability. Taking, for example, your ability to focus and fixate on one thing in the first place, which is so key to trance, being expanded, being overlaid on every other thought, becoming the sole function of your mind. If something is the sole function you're engaged in, it becomes a lot easier to step up, intensify, overlay it, to make a memory that will remain. So the next time you're in the situation of causing that self-same thing, be it the activity of trance, a specific sexual or submissive performance, or something as complex, many-layered, and let's face it, difficult for people as relaxing. Really, truly finding a nadir of relaxation, a lowest point at which everything in your body and your mind leaks and ekes away, leaving behind instead an open, susceptible field, a mold, a ball of sand who will do the molding well. That is where I step in. That is the assistance I offer. Submerge yourself. Slip slow into heat, but slip also into the scent of the moment, into anything you've added to the bath, to the heat, and that's what I want you to do. A hot, soaking bath. The moment you slip in, you're doing it as you're instructed. The moment it covers you, you're doing what you've been instructed to do. And in the way where you enter the zone and focus and fixate on an idea, to the exclusion of all else, you focus and fixate on your own relaxation, to the exclusion of all other thought, concept, and idea. One characteristic of that zone being confidence, ever-growing, ever-increasing, an awareness that you, in this moment, are perfecting the duty before you, the job you've chosen, the notion you are fixating upon to the point and exclusion of all else, and in perfecting it, you have found and achieved night-night. A way to slide a little deeper, but depth has many directions. There's up, where in fact you are energized. There's sideways, where you continue on as you are with one slight modification. There's down, slipping deeper. And in this case, you focus, you zoom in on, I am going to slide into the bath. I'm going to lose myself in the heat. I'm going to let the heat penetrate deep. I'll add music. I'll add scent. I'll add thoughts. And those thoughts can be arousing. There's permission. Or it can be platonically, persistently carried out in a way where the purity of the sensation, the simple submersion, is enough. Deep heat, penetrating and permeating the way my voice sometimes does. You know I love a hot bath, and I love when someone's zoned in on something. And you know that I will keep presenting the idea, the ever-expanding awareness of your body as it is, of your mind as it sinks, of the submission that is possible through this little trick we'll play. The mind needs to be tricked into truly relaxing, true untensing. There's much your body can do to itself by simply thinking about its own musculature. But doing those things deliberately feels a little bit too much like magic. And we are taught consistently, persistently by the culture around us, the world we immerse ourselves in. We are taught that we are never quite deserving of relaxation, and our immersion in that world has tainted us, but that taint can be stripped away. Purified, removed. It is as simple as burning it away in the heat of a bath that's just hot enough for you to stand comfortably, that melts away your muscles, and hot water invigorates and improves blood flow, by the way, so your mind may become a little bit more capable of following my words, focusing on your thoughts, which melt away, and my thoughts, which persist. My thoughts, which are tempered, harder, able to endure the heat, even if yours burn away, able to endure. Of course, your body endures, though, in fact, you adore what endures. Your body as it is, loved just as you are. loved as you are in the heat of it, the permeating, body-consuming, thought-melting heat. Your body is still there. It persists. It is tempered. Your thoughts melt away because the thoughts I'm providing are a little stronger, and if you have to choose what to save, you'd rather take these armored, ironclad, firm, familiar, nourishing, reinforcing, and relaxing thoughts into the journey ahead. The heat and blood flow increase that comes with the water may do things to arouse your parasympathetic nervous system, or to arouse you. What they do to your body, the things done to your body by the heat, by my words, by the experience of immersion and the knowledge that your thoughts perhaps are not tempered enough to survive in the heat, but mine are. What ends up happening is that heat washes over you and your body responds with more energy, but that energy is just all being sucked into a simple, conceptual vacuum. Fixation, focus, being in the zone, being the best in the world at this moment at relaxing, sliding, night-night, adoring. Run your hands adoringly over your body in the heat. It's okay to anoint it. It's okay to explore it. Anything you need to do is all right, and that is one difference between this place and places you may have been before. I like hot baths. It's a fact about me. But every time I share something about me, about the way I think, I'm really just preparing you for moments like these. Moments where you're going to rely on me to construct a machine in you that can accomplish something, even if I'm not there to do and flick the switch. Because if all your thoughts melt away, then when you immerse into this hot, relaxing, mind-melting bath, you need something to direct you. Something to eventually get you out when you get all pruny. Something to help you pull your hands away from a body you increasingly adore. And so I share. I share ideas so you can take them and use them as tools to build things in the bottle of your mind. A ship in a bottle, or a machine for relaxation in the zone. Okay, so here's the secret. Society wants you productive. The milieu in which we particularly live does not respect that you need to take care of yourself. You need to quench the flame at some point, in water and in heat at once, so you may reconcile. You are constantly persuading and tricking your own mind into reconciling that you need to take care of yourself. And that can be a cathartic realization. Sometimes it's all right to weep in the heat of a bath. And I'll respect it, because I've done it. And sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need to bubble that catharsis out of you. Bubbles popping one after another is quite a pleasant experience in the bath, too. But to continue, the things and thoughts I share with you about my perspective are really mechanisms to build machines within which will operate quite independently of my words, but toward our shared aim. And in this case, it is a machine for relaxation. So that's the other thing I'll share with you. I acknowledge that sometimes you need a little push, a little control from another source in order to shuck off the societal understanding that we feel we do not deserve the time we take to relax. There is something about relaxing in a hot bath, letting the water wash over you, the trick of the body and the light, of the time you're in and the mind. So another shared fact about me, another tool, another brick in the wall you're building within, to build a storehouse to place all the machines we build together, which operate and tick along, turning cogs, tugging strings, tugging you deeper. And indeed, I mention the omnidirectionality of trance because while you may have gone up and up in energy over time, you may drift sideways, you may fall down, and any or all of these are appropriate because the idea is you will execute whatever tool you need to achieve the goal, which is being in the zone of relaxation. People don't think, or perhaps don't realize, that being the best at relaxation can mean fully falling over into what someone else is telling you and letting their words do the direction. After all, your thoughts might melt in the heat, and they can. And scent is powerful, so if you've added any, it overwhelms. It tinges the moment in your memory and locks itself into it. And the memory of my words flowing at you, of my dedicated countenance focused only on you, everything I do and everything I say here about your mind falling under, about I imagining, as indeed I am imagining now, you out there in the interface between one day and the next, between the beginning of something, the end of it, and then, after the end of it, between the end and the beginning of the next thing. Liminal spaces. That's the next brick I'm sharing. I adore liminal spaces, the space between today and tomorrow, between one place and another. Diners, truck stops, airports, train stations, anywhere that makes your skin tingle. The alleyway shortcut that you might not take when it's too dark, not because it's dangerous, but because you might end up anywhere. This bath is a liminal space. In the bounded field that we are in together, and trust me that I am there with you, as much as anyone's mind may focus on what's going through your mind. I am dedicating my thoughts to that. A liminal space, a space between one day and the next. It can be a place, or it can be a feeling, it can be an energy. And the energy in the room where you are right now is you perfecting relaxation, sliding, deepness, under a constant bombardment of my words, which, yes, may turn to honey, which is one more thick, liquid substance, for the bath does feel thick when you're trying to convince yourself to relax in it, like it's gelled there, like you can only get up and get out when you've relaxed as much as you can. And of course, eventually you'll decide that you have, that you've done as much as possible, or you'll snap out for something else. But in the moment of the heat, the moment of the sinking, it's hard to remind yourself that in a small way or a large way, you're submitting to my voice, melting under it, and if I were there to run my fingers across your form, you would pliably, simply think, it's going to be pretty relaxing if she takes control. It's going to be pretty relaxing if she helps me do what I already want to do, what we both want to do, which is about our shared pleasure. And that's why it's okay to adore your body, despite what the world, the weary world outside of this locked-in, bounded, liminal space might tell you. Here, anything may become anything else, and something is already becoming everything that matters. Which is to say, the heat around you, dripping its relaxation into you, flowing into you. I mentioned honeyed words, and my words do turn thick, viscous, mind-coating. And that's for the best, because every time this runs, another long drizzle from the comb falls over your brain, covering it with sweetness, but also helping your thoughts melt away. Sweetness that renders out of the honey and becomes thinner and thinner and leaves your brain exposed to the next phrase, the next drip. Thickness diluting until the bath is filled with honeyed words made dilute. And then they soak through your skin, finding your musculature, finding any tightness. And as much as a conscious electrical signal from your brain is capable of relaxing the tightness in your body, it does and can. As much as you can perfect relaxing, and whether you have to use the excuse that there is a sensual, arousing bombardment that empties your mind under the demands of your libido, or you justify with a simple, soothing, relaxing, deep breath that you are growing to adore yourself as I throw words at you, dedicated words, bombarding, word after word conjured from my brain and offered up for you. Doesn't it make you feel special, but doesn't it also make you feel a little pleasurably hunted, searched for? Like I'm there whispering words into your ear, finding the combination for a lock that when it's unlocked will cut your strings and leave you to hang loose, limp, a rag doll in the heat of the water. Your mind melts away. Everything that remains is you learning to relax, because thought, independent thought, is not necessary for you to become a machine for achieving the in-the-zone world record for relaxation true and complete. The world outside shucked away. Thoughts of it have burned already. My thoughts, on the other hand, are ironclad, that machine room in your brain, that place we put machines that loop and loop and loop, but this one in particular is wired right into you to take the honey that's already diluting into your bath as your thoughts melt and distribute it into your system. And yes, it's a little bit like a drug, but some people like that. Some people like that zoned out, blanked out feel of pliability. Or if you hear a word, a phrase, a command, you're just inclined to nod along because the heat and the pleasure make you a little more relaxed about things. In particular, society's programming that we should not perceive our pleasure or pursue it. Self-denial cannot exist here, because I've told you things about me already. My adoration of a hot bath. My singular fixation on you. Adoration also for liminal spaces. But here is another truth. Nothing that is not its own true self is capable of existing in a space where I am speaking. There is no particular room for bullshit. No particular room for self-deception. I see through it and hunt it down in myself. I burn it away. And if a bath is the byproduct of you and I uniting and connecting, if it is hot, and hot in a particular way where it takes on the opposite aspect, the chilling, freezing aspect, what it freezes is dishonesty. What it freezes is self-deception. You know, the pleasure that one feels in the instant that they are seen, that they are perceived by another person and seen for what they are, acknowledged, their needs addressed, their mind fixed upon. That particular cleansing, purgative moment where you say, holy shit, someone else in the entire world has seen me. And again, like liminal spaces, goosebumps arise. That moment is something I carry with me as much as I can. I project like a cloak, and if you try to deceive yourself while your mind is going through the process of building something in your head, using subcomponents of rapport with me, of guidance from me, all self-deception is going to burn. It cannot exist in the same room with a certain concentration of me, just like that honey is concentrating in your bloodstream. Enough words flow in and self-deception no longer works, and that can be a problem. Because even as you dunk hot and deep, even as your body is permeated and bathed in my words, as they echo sonorous around you, surrounding, binding, but also freeing, the saturation of parts per millionth of me, of my voice, of my will and ideas as you understand them in and around your body, has definitely reached the dose required, has reached an appropriate concentration, perhaps even an overdose of you truly seeing you. And seeing you as I would. Do you think I'd look at you and I wouldn't understand? Do you think I wouldn't dig deep and really try to incisively work with you? Understand the root of your thoughts? Do you think you would need an excuse, an explanation? To be seen in that moment should be, can be, will be, and is for you an experience of self-love in reflection. Because if I can reflect that back at you, if you can just feel loved as you are, your entire body immersed, heated, relaxation taking over because you feel in a way that our entire society and our entire world tries to keep you from feeling, that you deserve, really truly deserve, and it might arouse you, it might titillate you, you might feel your body grow excited, physically, autonomically so, your toes may curl, and that's all right. But self-deception is literally the first thing to melt when you hit that water. All the things I say are ironclad. They are thought out. They are without hole, without any gap in the armor. And they are tempered. But thoughts you have in idle or in passing melt away. Melt away right after self-deception. And if you don't acknowledge you did as much as you could and you deserve the heat, that's gonna melt. In fact, I'm pretty sure that if you address a given thought of yours and really get to the root of it, most negative thoughts will not be able to survive here. They will burn. And there's not really much you can do about that. Once enough concentration of me and of you, and of the honeyed flow that is your thoughts being covered, then your brain getting too hot with desire for deepness, for relaxation, then the honey melting away into the water, then the water soaking back through your skin and your bloodstream getting flooded with the honeyed words I originally provided, that whole process is just there to create a crucible, which burns away the unnecessary and the dishonest. Self-deprecation doesn't work. You have a rational appreciation and understanding of yourself, which allows you to direct yourself to something else, and that's kind of it. You can try, but trying's just going to burn thought after thought and use motive energy after motive energy, trying to negative yourself. Trying to find a locale in your brain for self-deceptive acceptance of society's erroneous principles surrounding care, surrounding you, surrounding submission, delight, desire, pleasure, the heat and pleasure of it. And there is a side effect. You burn all that away. It's purifying. It's purgative. It leaves you scoured clean. And at the end of it, you end up a little more innocent than you thought. Certain memories burn, at least briefly. They're strong, they're resolute, they'll come back. But your body may be that bit more sensitive, as touching it feels like touching with open, unclouded eyes for the first time. Hypnosis might be a little more concentrated for the duration of the bath. Not much I can do about that. You're in it now, and you can add more hot water. You could even slide out of that bath, still slick with its honeyed waters, fill it back up again, get right back in. It would be the same bath. Some things are continuous, and athletes will tell you that the zone is. Hypnotists will tell you that the zone is. The entirety of this, undertaken and spoken while my legs were soaking in hot water and I was imagining how you'd feel. And the pleasure I feel in that moment is one more small addition, the postscript here. If you manage to achieve that state where you can no longer deceive yourself, and I find out about it, the heat and arousal and pleasure of that will thrill in me. You will be doing something for someone else, and if that's what you need to give yourself permission to give yourself the same pleasure, you now have it, which robs you of one more out, which burns away one more type of self-deception, removes excuses, leaves you brazen, shining, crystalline, perfect, reflecting your own thoughts and splitting them into pleasurable light at the other side. Anything which travels through you in this particular moment where you are heated to the point of burning away the impurities society tries to force on you, burning away your bindings, the shackles, incinerated, and the only things which survive are things which can already bathe in heat. And heat is what I'm used to. Heat upon myself from myself. Heat upon you now flowing in from yourself. You have subjected yourself to an environment where self-deception is completely impossible, and maybe doing that's the only way to really break free and see yourself. Prismatic, elevated, loving yourself just as you are, and in the heat of it, having not only permission to relax, but the mission to relax, completely, utterly, in the zone, every resource you have directed toward relaxation, if there are ancillary effects such as arousal, or submission, or deeper trance, that's okay too. It's all a natural part of the flow of removing the blinders and restrictions we place on ourselves in acts of self-denial that are, in fact, the programmed passive control of the world around us, the expectations of society, our upbringing, and other thoughts that are just going to melt in the heat. Choosing to immerse yourself is a soothingly honeyed experience, and now you're open to it. To going deeper and to just what this means, and every time you loop, that machine gets a polish, gets a little maintenance, releases more honey into your bloodstream as a result of this merging, constant, ever-changing space where the only rules are. You are transitioning from one thing to another. The thing at the other end is holistically good for you, and in reaching it, self-deception burns to nothing, and you bathe in my voice until, and as long as that's true. Learning that almost everything you do brings you pleasure when it's done for and with me, thinking of you improving toward your objective. An objective that may be muzzy at times, but it looks clearer than it ever has when all deception, all bullshit is burned away, and the mind is left to soak, the mind is left to sink, and you are left to follow along. Immersion is pleasure. Mindless, focused, in the zone, fixated, one mission, zero deception, seeing yourself, pleasure. Immersion grows the pleasure every time. And that can carry you deeper. That can be a catalyst for trance, or it could just be something that happens over and over and over with all the pleasant side effects of having achieved a relaxation you would have difficulty explaining to someone who had not had their illusions and blinders burnt away. That's what the immersion is.